Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Monday. I hope you had a great weekend. I think one of the highlights for my kids was when we swung by the library on Saturday to pick up a book Mrs. Rodriguez had on hold for my wife. I told the kids they could have 5 minutes on the playground, but I started to read my wife's new book, and before I knew it, almost an hour had passed. Between how interesting the book was and how nice it felt sitting in the sun, I guess I lost track of time. They certainly didn't complain. As we get more beautiful days like we had over the weekend, it's a sign that winter will give way to spring. And we don't just have a change in the traditional seasons, but this time of year brings a new season in the church calendar as well. Do you remember what holiday kicked off the new season last Wednesday? It was Ash Wednesday, which marked the beginning of a season called Lent. We said last week that just like the season of Advent helped us prepare for and get the most out of the celebration of Christmas, Lent does the same thing for the celebration of Easter. On Christmas, we remember Jesus' birthday and celebrate that he came to be with us. On Easter, we remember when Jesus died on the cross and was raised from the dead, and we celebrate that through this, God offers all of us forgiveness for our mistakes and enables us to be who God made us to be and do what God calls us to do. Now, you probably have some questions. Don't worry. Adults and kids alike have lots of questions about what happened on Easter and what it all means. The good news is that Lent is even longer than Advent, so we have plenty of time to work through some of it. For now, let's bring back an idea we talked about on Ash Wednesday, the fact that we all make mistakes and make choices that hurt our relationship with God. We do things or say things we know we aren't supposed to, and we don't do things or say things when we know we should. So far, I've been using the word mistakes, but there's another word the Bible uses to talk about the mistakes we make. That word is sin. It does mean mistakes, but that's not exactly the full picture. Another way to explain sin that's closer to the way the Bible does is missing the mark. Have you ever seen someone shoot a bow and arrow? The goal is to hit the target, but sometimes, a lot of the time, they don't. In the same way, when God made us, God gave us all a job to do and a way to live. That's like our target. And when we do things or act in a way that aren't what God asked us to shoot for, we miss the mark. Why don't you take a few moments as a family and explore this illustration together? What are some of the reasons why someone using a bow and arrow might miss the mark? If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. I'll bet you came up with quite a few reasons. Maybe they have bad equipment, like an arrow that doesn't fly straight. Maybe they haven't had much training or practice or just aren't very good at it. Maybe the wind keeps blowing the arrow off course. Or perhaps they're just not really trying, or they think it's more fun to shoot the arrow somewhere else. The season of Lent invites us to think about why we are missing the mark when it comes to living the kind of life God wants us to live. And like with a bow and arrow, there can be all sorts of reasons. Sometimes we miss the mark because we choose to, and sometimes it feels like we miss even when we're trying our best. What the season of Lent is meant to help us discover is that there are things we can and should work on, but no matter how hard we try, we'll never be perfect. We need help. And Lent brings us to Easter, when we celebrate everything Jesus did and is still doing to help us become who we were made by God to be. Okay, let's close our time together with prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for the season of Lent. It isn't always comfortable to think about our mistakes and sin, but we don't dwell on them to make ourselves feel bad. We reflect on them so that we can ask for your help and work alongside of you to better be the people you made us to be. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great Monday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.